I'd like to introduce our next speaker, who has always been a profound campaigner for peace, social justice and against racism. She's been a leading voice for unity in action against the current wave of far-right terrorism and hate crime. You may know she's also standing for selection to be West Midlands Labour mayoral candidate. So I want to
very much. I'm so honoured to be here, and it's so empowering and inspiring to be in your company. We need each other in these times. When I was growing up, I was told sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. But it's actually not true. Words do hurt. Words do matter. We've heard today how the impact of rhetoric by the likes of Trump, Boris, you name it, it results in violence in our streets. Let's make no mistake about that. But on the other side, we believe that a vision of hope, of equality, of inclusivity is the antidote to the hate that we are seeing with the top. An example of that is what happened in New Zealand, actually. You know the atrocity that happened. But when the leader, you may not agree on with other politics, but when she stood in solidarity with communities, a message went around the world that words do heal, words do bring people together. And that's why leadership and vision is so crucial right now. And what we're doing here today is providing that collective leadership that is absent in the political elites who are ruling over us at the moment and who are quite content. It's not a byproduct, it's not accidental, the division and the rhetoric of race hate, and I would say Islamophobia right now. It's part of another war. A war which they don't name. It's a five-letter word. Class. They have been conducting this war. It's not about, you know, never we stand up for our rights, or envious, or this, or that, or negative, or haters. They have carried out this ruthless and cruel war. Over many years, they are masters in divide and rule. And I grew up, and I really resonated with what Roxana was saying. But when my dad used to tell us the stories about the placards in the windows when they went to try and rent places saying no dogs, no Irish, no Pakis, it still felt like ancient history a bit, because I am the late 80s decade, I was born in 71 but in the early 80s, and for us we thought things were just going to get better. We wouldn't face the kind of things that our parents did. And it is disheartening when I see that my children, who are now in their 20s, have grown up not knowing anything but an environment where Islamophobia, for example, is mainstream. And we are seeing now the rise of anti-Semitism and the rhetoric against immigrants. Because actually racism doesn't just go away. And as I tell my brothers and sisters, don't take it too personally right now, it's just our turn. Jewish communities have had it for centuries, and we saw it crystallise when a so-called advanced civilization in living memory exterminated, literally murdered men, women and children. You know, these, when I say about words, words matter. They can make people do the most terrible things. And as a Brummie, growing up after the Irish pub bombings, the Irish community that was the most demonised in the 80s actually was a black community. Muslims and Pakistanis and Asians were considered the good immigrants. And I'm sure that some people breathe a sigh of relief when actually attention was taken off them, and you know, right now it's the Muslims. And the likes of Steve Bannon and Linda Crosby have in a very laser-like way focus the politics and rhetorics of hate to write at to reflect on the inequality when people are feeling left behind. Why are people even buying into this? Because if you can't afford to keep a roof over your head, if you have to work two or three jobs and you still find it difficult to feed your family and you have to go to the indignity of a food bank, it's very easy to take that resentment, that fear, that insecurity, and believe somebody else who says, you're being let down because other people are taking things that are due to you. These are lies. Racism never built a house or provided a health service. But this has taken hold, and we've had the Brexit madness as a result of that. So what we need is this antidote to be unapologetic about our values of equality, justice and peace, not be on the defensive. This is what our country is crying out for. This is what the world is crying out for. So we should take heart that we are the people of hope, of vision, of strength, and we really are the many, and those who seek to divide us are the few.